Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to begin sharing a new series of messages today on the subject of overcoming satanic strategy against believers. This is very important because we know who our enemy is. Our enemy is Satan. And we must understand his strategy and how he tries to work against believers. John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says this, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Satan is the thief. And what does he do? He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You must understand that every bit of stealing, killing, or destroying in any area of your life, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, in your home, whatever area, it is a work of the devil. It is a work of your enemy, and he is a thief. But praise God, Jesus said that he's come to bring us life, and that we might have it more abundantly. The enemy, Satan, looks at us as sheep for the slaughter. In Romans chapter 8, there's a scripture, and beginning with verse 35, and it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." Who considers us as sheep for the slaughter? The devil does. The devil looks at us as sheep for the slaughter, and he wants to bring forth destruction. And we must be wise to his work so that we can overcome him. Praise God, we know we can overcome because of what Jesus has done for us. The next verse, verse 37, says that, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." God has made you more than a conqueror. He has given you power and authority over all of the works of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. And because you're more than a conqueror, you can overcome everything that he brings against you. Praise the Lord. Look at a scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Here we see a scripture about putting on the armor of God. And it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." We are going to have to stand against the wiles. What are these wiles? These are his tricks. These are his strategies. The devil has wiles, tricks, or strategies arrayed against us. This is why we must put the armor of God on. You put the armor of God on by the Word in you. The armor of God is putting the Word in every area of your life. The helmet of salvation is the Word in your mind. The breastplate of righteousness is the Word in your heart. That preparation, the gospel of peace, those gospel shoes is the Word directing your steps. That shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, that is the Word coming forth to deal with the enemy. It is written to resist and quench all his fiery darts. That sword of the Spirit coming forth out of us, that is the spoken word of God, the rhema, spoken word of God, that we can smite the enemies. See, every part of the armor of God involves the Word of God in you and operative in your life. And through this armor on, we can stand against the wiles, tricks, and strategies. One thing you must realize is that the devil is a spirit, and he is using spiritual warfare against you. He's using different types of means. And you're going to only overcome a evil spirit, such as Satan or any of his demons, through spiritual power. You can't overcome by your own means, by your own willpower over your mind. You can't deal with fleshly weapons. The Bible says that although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, because our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. They are spiritual weapons, so that we can pull down the strongholds of the enemy and overcome him. So it's important to realize that this armor of God is the spiritual weaponry of God through the Word, and we're going to speak the Word to be able to stand against all of the wiles, the tricks, the strategies of the devil. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says this, "That lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." It is extremely important that we are not ignorant of his devices. If you're not ignorant of how the devil works, he could get to you and deceive you and trick you and accomplish his strategy against you to bring destruction. Remember, all the stealing, killing, or destroying, any kind of destructive things that have occurred in your life, it's been a work of the devil. Don't think that it was God. God doesn't do that. God brings forth good things. God is a good God. The devil's a bad devil. And I'll tell you, Christians need to get a hold of that. Sometimes they have a tendency to blame God for the bad things and say, God, why did you do this to me? God doesn't do bad things to people. It's the devil who comes to bring this destruction. And we must get that straight in our mind. Luke chapter 8, verse 12, we see in the parable of the sower how the word was sown in the heart of the person. And it says that these are the wayside where the devil came, says, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Now what happens is when God's word comes into you, the devil comes with the purpose of trying to take the word out of your heart. This is why it is so important for you to be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. If you're not a hearer and a doer of the word of God, then you're going to be an easy candidate for the devil to take the word out. Remember in Luke chapter 6 where it talks about the man who built his house upon the rock and the man who built his house on sand. The man who built his house on sand was one who heard the word but did not do it consistently. The man who built his house on a rock was one who heard the word and did it consistently. And this is important. You must be a hearer and a consistent doer of the word. Then the word will be abiding in you. But if you don't do it, the enemy will come to take the word out of your heart, and he does it through his deceitful means, his tricks and strategies of temptation to get you to turn away from God's word. And if he gets you to fall away from God's word by not doing it, then he will be able to take the word out of your heart, and then you will not be fruitful in your life. You know, it's God's word in you that is going to give you the victory. That's why you've got to have God's word in your life. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, we see one of Satan's main ways of attacking us, and that is to bring doubt concerning God's word. In Genesis chapter 3, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? That's what the devil says. Hath God said? He's trying to get you to doubt. Hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Well, the devil's a liar. God had already said back in Genesis chapter 2 that in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. The devil says, you shall not surely die. And this is one of his means. He will bring doubt concerning God's word. Whenever doubt comes to you from concerning God's word, you must recognize immediately it is coming from the devil. Do not listen to it. If the devil tries to get you to doubt about God healing you, he's a liar. God has shown in his word the fact that by his stripes you are healed, that healing already belongs to you. It's your legal right in Christ. And he will bring forth healing. It's his will for all to be healed. Or, let's say, as far as having your needs met, being prospered in the things that God wants you to do, and seeing God bring forth the will of God in your life. God will do that. He's promised it in his word. Anything that gets you to doubt his word is coming from the devil. You need to doubt your doubts instead of believe your doubts. So many Christians, unfortunately, fall for doubt and unbelief. You know, that's what happened to those back there in the wilderness. They did not enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. Do not stagger at the promise of God. Do not doubt. Do not listen to anything that comes into your mind from any source that says anything contrary to God's word. God's word is true, and it's going to come to pass in your life. Praise the Lord. Here's another scripture in 1 Chronicles 21, verse 1. It says, Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. This tells you another thing that the devil does. He will stand up against you. That word means to confront. He's going to confront you. He's going to face you in hostility and defiance. He's going to oppose you to try to provoke you. This particular word in the Hebrew, provoke, means to seduce you. He's going to try to seduce you or lead you astray. This is a work of the enemy. You've got to realize he is going to confront you. That's why he brings things directly up against you through all kinds of temptations. And he tries to seduce you away from the truth. He tries to lead you astray. You must be wise and know that this is a work of the enemy and be ready to resist him. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says this, "Be sober, be vigilant," or watchful, "because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Who's the enemy? The enemy is Satan. It makes it very clear there in First Peter 5, 8. "And he goes about as a roaring lion." Doesn't say he is one. He's as a roaring lion. He makes a lot of noise. He will come at you and press you. He will try to bring anything against you to push you away from God's word, to not walk in line with his word. And the Bible says that the devil is walking about seeking whom he may devour. You must understand, he's looking for opportunities to devour you. You must have yourself watchful. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, be watchful. If we learn to watch and pray, we will not enter into temptation, praise God. But what's the Bible say? We're supposed to resist him steadfast in the faith. God says you resist the enemy steadfast, and he's going to flee from you. Luke chapter 22, verse 31, the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." You know what's going to overcome the enemy? Your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you act on the word in faith and you resist the enemy, he's not going to sift you. He's not going to have you. Instead, he's going to flee from you. You must know Satan's strategy. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. He considers you a sheep for the slaughter, but praise God, you're more than a conqueror. Put on that whole armor of God so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. And don't be ignorant of his devices. Know that he's coming to try to take the word out of your heart. Always be watchful that you don't let any doubt, don't ever let doubt get in. And know that he's going to confront you, but you're going to resist him steadfast in the faith, and he's going to flee from you. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.